Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman behind the black. The surface of the moon is going to have an event that I've not known about for some time. I don't think in my historical memory of events, I don't think that anything like this has ever happened. Bob, an asteroid.
No, John, we've reported on stuff like this. There have been times where impacts have occurred on the moon, and amateur astronomers have captured the flash a few times on the moon. On Jupiter, it happens. There are impacts on the moon, but this one's more interesting because of the potential harm to the Earth. This has to do with asteroid 2024 YR4 that last year was first discovered, and for a period of time, a few months ago, they thought had a significant possibility it would impact the Earth in 2032. The thing, they weren't exactly sure how big it was, but they knew it was large enough to have significant danger if it hit the Earth. Now, they've now reduced its chances of hitting the Earth to practically nil, but in 2032, the chance of hitting the moon now has gone up. Webb took additional data of it in late March, and from that data, they were able to determine two things of importance. One, they now have a better idea of its size. It's about 200 feet in diameter, which is not trivial if it hits the Earth. And the second thing is that even though its orbit, it means it's not going to hit the Earth in 2032 almost certainly, it now has a 4% chance of impacting the moon. If it impacts the moon, that would be kind of exciting because it would be something to study. We don't know yet. We're going to have to look at more data. Time, this is still uncertain numbers because of a lot of factors. Orbits of asteroids are very chaotic and require constant remeasurement because they change. And so there's a lot of randomness involved. So we'll have to wait and see how it plays out, John.
NOAA is a government agency. I thought it was very heavily cut back by the DOGE. Isn't that something I read, Bob?
You've read some cuts at NOAA, but they haven't really finished the job. And NOAA is this has to do with the sunspots. I've been tracking NOAA's data on the sunspot cycle now for, what is it, since the day I started the website 15 years ago. Every month they update the sunspot cycle, and I post it and annotate it. Well, it appears because of the threat of DOGE and their jobs might be threatened, these guys at NOAA who track the sun have decided to change how they tell the public this information to make it appear that their predictions have always been right. And I noticed this immediately when they posted the April new graph. And I described the details on Behind the Black in detail with graphics. But essentially what these guys are doing, and this is not the first time NOAA's solar science panelists have done this, they are basically trying to make it look like they always get their predictions right, when the fact is for the last two solar cycles, every one of their predictions has been wrong. And I think they're trying to protect their jobs. They don't want people to notice this. But I noticed it, and I'm posting it on Behind the Black and letting your audience know. These guys, a lot of these guys should be fired. They really need a clean house there. There's been a lot of fraud at NOAA with climate data, and that's part of this as well, John.
20 years of Hubble data on Uranus. What does it see?
Well, okay, so, you know, Uranus has an orbit of 84 years around the sun, which means each season is around 20, 21 years long. So we have not been studying Uranus up close long enough to see a full year. All we've really seen, and Hubble has been tracking Uranus now for 20 years, which is one season. And so what scientists did is they compiled that data. I've got some great imagery on Behind the Black, showing how that atmosphere changed over that one season, John. And it's interesting because they find several things unusual, such as the aurora is on the side of the planet. Some of the methane is distributed unevenly. These things they did not expect, especially because its rotational tilt is tilted 90 degrees to the inclination, which means it rolls on its side as it orbits the sun. Very strange thing, John.
Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.